Because my God's better than yours. It's Friday Night Nuts on Radio Valencia. This is The Alchemist, and I have the band with me, and we've been having just played a few of their tracks, and that was the epic track from the Friday Night Nuts self-titled album that just hit the streets. So, yeah, that was a pretty fun track there.
Thanks, man.
That was a bit of a journey.
It was quite a trip getting that down. As you know, if you listen to it, you would have heard there's multiple parts, mm-hmm. and
it's like six different parts welded together.
Yeah, but there are sort of some musical themes that
really had an overrun, or yeah, like an overture kind of.
So you know, my thing when I wrote it was I wanted it to sound like American music,
mm-hmm.
and so I wanted to kind of try to incorporate, you know, some genres, not every genre, because that would be really ridiculous. But you know, it starts off with sort of a surfy part. It has the obvious country section.
Right, right.
It's got the power ballady sort of thing. It's got kind of a couple of sort of metal hard rock sections.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you know, kind of ends up with I know Jesse always calls it the Doobie Brothers part.
Taking it to the streets.
Yes.
but Michael said it, not me, man. I like to say that, at least in terms of American genres, it's got a little bit of something for everyone.
It does.
That's true.
It does. And it has sort of some, you know, chord structures that kind of repeat throughout. And the thing about a lot of American music is a lot of American music are three chord pieces, right? So there's, you know, the 1-4-5, you know, 12 bar blues progression, and there's kind of two 1-4-5 progressions that, and I'm getting kind of losing people in the
no music. No, there's a lot, mostly musicians listen to this stuff.
But so there's kind of like the EAB,
mm-hmm.
and then there's the GCD, and those. Both run through, and they're kind of like probably the most common 1-4-5 progressions.
Right,
like
right.
E, you know, the E obviously is rock music, and then the GCD, maybe that's more country.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Typically, but I mean, we all have to, you know, you work with the tropes. I mean, that's the musical tropes that we've been exposed to, and there's some comfort there in using those things, and I use them a lot myself.
And I kind of did it, like, mm-hmm. you know, intentionally, and even though it's kind of it's a long piece, but I wouldn't call it a prog track.
No. Well, it's progressive in that it has multiple parts, but I think, well, prog gets the dirty word reputation.
Yeah.
Because some of it is bombastic. And
I love prog.
I love prog, too.
I come from prog. I love it, but
I like prog, Ribbit.
Yeah, absolutely. But the lyrics are, and this is where it kind of gets a little bit maybe contentious for some, is that the lyrics are pretty much from the perspective of a white Christian nationalist.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, I didn't really have to make anything up. I kind of just took lines right out of what they're saying and just kind of plugged them in as the lyrics.
String them along.
Yeah, it's just kind of, they said this, and just put it there, you know? And it's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Like, what these people are fucking saying.
Yeah, extreme points of view are always dangerous, you know, no matter which side of the equation you get on. It's I'm a moderate middleist person myself, right? So I always try to okay, I'll listen to everybody saying, but I refuse to buy in that easily.
It's pretty extreme, but I don't know if it might have been more of a fringy extreme. You know, 20 years ago, now it's a mainstream extreme movement.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know, there's we have people in Congress that are just, you know, they could be,
they're listening stuff, right now.
The stuff that they're saying are like right out of
their
lyrics.
They plug in their devices, right? You know,
their lyrics right out of that song.
Yeah,
so.
Pulling right off your phone, right? Wow.
Well,
yeah.
Dave, when you first brought the lyrics to me, the first thing that I thought of was this Will Ferrell special. I think it was HBO or something like that. And it was...
Was it Saturday Night Live, maybe?
No, it was one night with... It was a solo show with George Bush, right?
Yeah.
And it was Will Ferrell. It was brilliant. Like, his intro was really, your song reminded me of what he was saying. Let us pray to, you know, to his version of Jesus.
Right.
Yeah. And,
white Republican Jesus.
Well, he's got to have... blonde hair and
blue eyes. That's right. And he's probably got a six pack if you ever were to get a look at his torso, you know, if he was to pull apart his robes, he would have a six pack.
He's definitely fit, of course.
Yeah, yes. For sure.
So that goes without saying.
It is that concept of my God is better than your God. Now, this is actually pervasive throughout all religions, and it's my primary cantankerism with religion in general is that my God is better than your God. It's really kind of universal. We're feeling it here in the United States from our own perspective, but leave the country a little bit and go around the world and you go to like Israel. Look at Israel and Palestine. I mean, just right there. That's just my God is better than your God.
They both think that.
That is exactly what they think, and that's why they're fighting.
It's the same God.
It's the same God. They took. If you ever watched South Park, did you ever see the one that?
Of course.
When Eric Cartman gets impatient about the week coming out and ends up going into the future, and they're all arguing about the name of the atheist religion that they belong to. It's just, you know, it's the United Atheist Religion. No, it's the Atheist United Religion, you know.
That's the one with the otters.
Right? The otters, yes.
That's hilarious.
It is so funny. I find, you know, and, it's like, I don't want to piss on people's beliefs. Believe what you want to believe. I mean, it's just like, but usually what it gets into is like, don't tell me how I should believe. And I think that's primarily the function of a lot of religious extremists is they want their God to be number one. My God's better than your God. You said it right in the song. It was beautiful. It's like okay, why just believe what you want to believe. Don't force it on me. And that's kind of I think that's the general message, I think, within the case, in the case of that particular track. It's kind of like, don't tread on me.
Well, it's just don't impose, you know, your belief system on everyone else, because not everyone else believes what you believe.
This is true.
And it's like you don't have the right to impose your belief system and your will upon the rest of the population that doesn't necessarily agree with you.
Right.
And you know, that's what this country is supposed to be founded on, right? Freedom of religion. It's like, yeah, you're free to practice your religion, but we're also free to not practice your religion.
Right, exactly.
Right?
We're free not to. Right, exactly. We are not a Christian nation. We have a lot of Christians in this nation, and that's fine. We also have Buddhists, and we have whatever. I mean, there's a lot of different, you know, philosophical and theological paths people may take in order to kind of whatever, there's self-fulfillment. I think it's important. Spiritualism, I think, is a very important aspect of life in general. But I find that theism is often quite in contrast to that. And that's kind of my general take on it. But, you know, hey, there's a lot of benefit people do get from religion. And some people get a lot of strength from it. So I don't want to piss it on at all.
No, absolutely not.
But I just, you know, it doesn't, I don't, it, I don't need to stand there with my mouth open and drink it.
Yeah. No, I agree. And, you know, religion, one motivation for religion is to make people better and to make people kind better.
Right.
And unfortunately, that has been used for political and power purposes, unfortunately. I think, well, I never thought it would happen to the extent that it's happening in this country right now. So I have a problem with it. I'll just put it out there. I do want to say I was born a Jew. I'm more like Billy Joel. I'm a cultural Jew. Mm-hmm. But tonight is Passover, so happy
Pesach, everybody.
So
yes.
There you go.
Yes, I married into a Jewish family myself, and I've always enjoyed the traditions and the rites and the rituals around that. That was a lot of fun. I love the idea of ceremony and ritual. Those things are fun. I think those things are important, and I believe that if more people shared their ceremony and religion in their ritual with others and just shared it, I mean, just not without expectation, without, like, you know, if you don't put the yarmulke on your head, it's just exactly right, we're going to ostracize you or something like that. You know, it's just whatever it is, just, you know, share your thing. When we get to the holidays, I always do that thing where it's like, happy holidays felt so sterile and cold to me. It's like, how about we do this? It's like, if you're Jewish, I say, hey, Merry Christmas. And you say, Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas. I say, Happy Hanukkah. We reciprocate. It's like, okay, I acknowledge that you have a different belief system than I do, and I say that that's great. Fantastic. It should be celebrated.
Don't forget about Festivus, okay?
For the rest of us.
Absolutely.
We air our grievances here on Radio Valencia.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Don't start wars about your beliefs.
Yeah, well, most wars are spent. Typically, most wars are fought over beliefs or land or, you know, monetary gain. So, anyway, I'm going to go ahead and close this subject for the time being. We could literally talk for the next 2 hours about
it. Let's listen to music.
But I want to talk about the producer of this record, because I want to play something of theirs.
I think of myself as a co-producer.
Of course.
So, but the guy who actually, you know, got on all the dials and knobs and all the rest of it and added a lot of his own, you know, artistic input, I would say, Damian Gallegos.
Yep.
Who used to be, or still is, apparently they're reuniting,
oh,
is
really?
What I've been hearing.
Oh, that's good.
Fungo Mungo.
Yeah.
We're huge, and apparently you're a big fan.
Oh, yeah. I saw them back in the day when they were first, you know, when they first hit the scene back in the 90s. That's quite a while ago now. It was the late 90s, early 2000s, maybe even earlier than that.
Yeah.
Let's see, what do I have? But 92 is when that came out.
Connor was a big fan, too.
Yeah. That whole heavy funk metal scene that came out in the early 90s was great. I mean, it was spearheaded by Fishbone and Red Hot Chili Peppers initially.
Primus.
And then we had Primus, and then there was Limbomaniacs.
You remember Psychofunkapus?
Psychofunkapus, yeah. Jesus Crispy's Off My Back. Yeah. Yeah, they were fun bands. I loved all that stuff, and that was a good scene. The Bay Area was great for music, live music, in the early 90s. It was hot.
I wish we could bring that back.
I'm hoping we can. You know, live music started to come back. Has been for the last couple of years. The first couple of years after what I call year zero, you know, with the whole COVID thing that kind of reset the. I don't know. I think a lot of people are still damaged from it psychologically. You know,
have to heal them with the music.
And live music, get your butts out of your chair, stop sitting and moping.
No, I think the live music is a great thing, man. Get out there. Get out and see some shows.
Sweet. So I'm gonna play the first two tracks off that album. And we'll get the ball rolling with a little bit of Fungo Mungo. And then I'm going to play another band from Pacifica, the Logistical Resource Department. And I figure these things will slide together. And we'll come back and then have some fun just hanging out, playing music now, and just, drinking beer and being guys.
Spin it, brother.
All right. Radio Valencia. Time on my hands. Fungo Mungo. I'm humongous.
En un autobús.
Sí.
Damn it. We'll be right back. some fun.
For the stage, you won't stop spinning round. I got time. On my chest, talking about women. I'm so moving time. On my heels, talking about me, man. I'm gonna see what kind of trouble I can find. Yeah. Everywhere I go, the situation seems to come into play.
About being young and having fun.
Who needs my women got today?
I got better tricks than the street do.
Besides which, I'm also why I complain. My life's been good just the way it should. And if I had the chance to do it all again, I got time. On my hands, talking about women. Ooh, always on my mind. Time. Always on my hands. Pretty, pretty women. I'm gonna see what kind of trouble I can find.
It about them. Can't live with them, can't live without them. Everywhere I go, they seem to know my name. But I'm hip to the game. I got time.
you just need. There's only about a minute left in this broadcast, but we have collected over $6,666,000. Help us in our war against Satan. Help me save you, sinners. I see another caller out there with $1,000. Pick up that phone now. What about the money that I gave to assure my soul was saved? I believed and I prayed. Now I'm alone and I do.
right, guys. We're back. We're back. Oh, man. That was a fun set. Okay, so, yeah, that was... so we just heard a local band from Pacifica, and they're called the Logistical Resource Department, and they're fun. They're a lot of fun. That last track was called Mutations, and it was from their album, 2020 album, which is their most recent release. I can't say the word. It says Cacophthus in Progress. I can't say it. The previous song was called Granny Elfman, and that was from Transmission Cinema, and that came out in 2015. And they actually have an album that came out earlier than that. So they've got three. I was told several months ago a new album was in the mix. I haven't seen any activity on their website, so I don't know. I'll have to bid them up because I would like to get these two bands together. I think that they should do a show out in Pacifica. Yeah.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
We love it. It's.
Yeah.
I think we'd be a good compliment to each other. We're
oh yeah, I think so. Absolutely.
Pretty different. I was actually really excited to hear that. I hadn't heard even of them before tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's great. It's great. Great that they're in Pacifica. We rehearse in Pacifica.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You know, we're kind of like, you know, a Pacifica, and we
kind of have, by nature, that's you yeah. rehearse there, you play there, you do shows. What's the name of that club again?
Winters.
Winters.
Yeah,
yeah,
we've played there a few times.
Yeah,
and I think that would be a great local night.
Oh yeah,
at Winters would be with us and
the Illogistical Resource Department.
Yes,
that's quite a name.
It is a fun
name. That is a name.
It's good to play with bands that are musically better than you or inspiring. To kind of makes you up your game.
Yeah.
That's absolutely.
Good. That's good. So that was a lot of fun. Before that, we had a couple of songs from Fungamongo from their album, Humongous, came out in 1992. Do You Believe in God and Time on My Hands? Those are both very, very amazing tracks. Great hot start to that album. The rest of the album is fantastic, too. So if you can find a copy, I encourage you to track one down. They may be out there on eBay or whatever. It's, you know.
It's got our guy, Damien.
Damien, who did.
Shout out to Damien.
Shout out to Damien for doing
it.
He was
great engineering work he did on your album.
Engineering and production.
Yeah, nice.
Well, he did everything. He recorded it. He did all the overdubs with us, and he mixed it.
And he had a lot of stories to tell, too.
And he had some
Every half hour, he would tell us something. We'd be cracking up.
He's got some really funny stories.
I imagine. Back in the 90s, that funk metal scene came on strong in the early 90s. It started with Chili Peppers and Fishbone, but then, you know, Primus and Limbomaniacs and Fungamongo and Psychofunkapus. And there was just so many bands. Ted Zeppelin, you remember those guys?
I remember that name.
Ted Zeppelin. They were doing the Ted Nugent and Led Zeppelin covers. Hilarious. Well, those guys eventually went on to form Dread Zeppelin.
Yeah.
No. I'm sorry. I didn't scratch that. I'm wrong. Yeah. They formed Limbomaniacs.
Yeah.
And then Limbomaniacs eventually split off into Merv. And I think I'll play some of them tonight because they're still in that DIY category. They didn't quite make it like Primus did.
But I'm glad that you mentioned Dread Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Because they were a force to be reckoned with.
They were a lot of fun.
Check them out on YouTube.
Oh yeah,
always worth
the Elvis impersonations. You know, it's like,
oh yeah,
yeah.
They're I don't
a
know.
Whole lot of love.
Yeah.
I want a whole lot of love.
You literally get sucked in, man.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
get sucked in.
So yeah, so this next set I'm going to do a Dizzy set. Oh, I got two bands with Dizzy in the title. I got Dizzy Mystics from Canada, and I got Dizzy Twin, our local girl, and of course, your sister,
oh yeah,
Mia DeBruzzi, who's yeah. also in Frightwig, which is your wife's band as well.
That's right.
So yeah,
it's an incestuous little
it is. It's cool. It's very cool. I love it. Now, Frightwig's gotten a little big for DIY at this point, but we will play some Dizzy Twin here. But
Frightwig's still pretty kind of DIY.
It's a little duo.
I don't give a shit. I'm playing
like
them.
Do it with others.
I got it in my queue.
I don't know.
It's what?
DIWO. Do it with others. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're a grassroots band. They are. They really are grassroots.
They're the heart of San Francisco.
So since we're talking about Frightwig, can we just do a shameless plug?
Absolutely.
Blatant self-promotion, as my
that is the whole
good
point.
Would say.
Oh, shit.
We are going to be playing a at the farm next Saturday starting at 3 o'clock.
Right.
For our record, our official record release party.
Right. Which was part of the reason for bringing you in here tonight in the first place. We have to do this.
Well,
here.
I mean, you know, shameless self-promotion.
Shameless.
Shameless,
the only way
blatant,
you can all of
that.
Blatant, you have to do this is the way we succeed in life. So, I mean, as DIY, if you're not familiar with the term, it is do it yourself. I mean, that means no record label is backing you. You're plugging your out of your own pocket, getting, you know, hire engineers if you do it, or maybe you're doing the work in your own studio and doing it yourself. It's I did that with my band for 3 records. We did that, and then we did one with a tech, you know, with a real good studio. That was the one that really sounds good.
And you have a really good mixture of material tonight, where you have people that have just been doing it just all by themselves.
Oh yeah,
in their bedrooms, basically.
Some of them. Oh,
my God. Like the Dizzy Twins stuff is all Paul. Like that's like, you know, well, Mia's on it too.
Yeah,
but I mean, it's all done in, you know, their apartment in the Castro. They just crank it out, man.
The bedroom thing. It reminded me of something I hadn't put in the bucket, which I'll have to go put in the bucket while we're listening to other stuff. There was a band called, the name escapes me. I'll have to look it up. They literally recorded the album in a bedroom. And it's just, and they did one record, and it's a theme record. It was something crazy. I'll get to that later. We'll play some of that later. But we're going to do the Dizzy set now. So we're going to do Dizzy Mystics, followed by Dizzy Twin, and then, you know what? I'm going to tag on some Fright Wig at the end of that just because I feel like it.
Well, since the Fright Wig's in there, I just wanted to actually say that the Fright Wig is actually going to play at the...
At the show.
At the record release. They're going to open it because of schedules. And then we also have our other good friends, Fast Friends, our good fast friends. And those Dollar Store, who we've never played with before.
Ah.
We're much looking forward to it.
Hey, I guess this whole thing. This, you know, you remember back in the day when the bands used to be like a competition thing?
Yeah.
I mean, it was like the battle of the bands.
I've been in one of those.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I grew up with that. You know what? I'm glad that that's not a thing anymore, really, so much. I mean, it's like I feel like they're more communal. And we try to pick each other up because we're all kind of in the same crappy boat together now.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I can get my music out there really easy. If I get somebody to listen to, that'd be great.
Well, you know, if we can just get out and play.
Yeah.
You know, it's what you're doing is just fantastic. You know, putting it out there, all this different music, which people would normally never hear.
No, not if you listen to commercial radio. There's one of our DJs, Doug, he does a show on Monday nights called Beyond All Limits, and he does a lot of like old deep cut stuff like that, psychedelic kind of blues, jazz, kind of long play stuff, a lot of long tracks. But they do this thing where they're like, what's playing on the bone right now? It's a literal game, so people sit around and they guess, like, okay, well, what's on the bone right now? It's like, oh, yeah, Freebird, and you know, you find out who's right. It's like a little game, you know. It's kind of funny, but what you won't hear is most of what we play on this station, which is all pretty much. A lot of the DJs here really dig into the deep vaults of their collections and present the best stuff they can come up with. You know, we don't really support commercialism here.
Well, the sad thing about commercialism is only a small percentage, a tiny percentage of people get their product to that point,
right?
And
right.
There's so much great music.
It's just amazing.
I mean, you can walk through the Mission, you know, on a Friday or Saturday night and just pop into bars, and you're going to see some incredible music. And same with you just pop in at Winters down in Pacifica.
Yeah.
Dive bar off the highway by the beach.
And these places like that all over the place.
And you walk in there and you're going to see amazing.
Yeah,
all kinds of music, too.
Right. In my neck of the woods, the Ivy Room is the...
Ivy Room's
fantastic. Ivy Room's hot, and that's a fun place. And then, of course, there's a little bit larger places like Cornerstone up in Berkeley. It's an amazing place to go see a show. If you ever get a chance to see shows there, they play a lot of kind of middling bands, you know. But, you know, up-and-comers, not, you know, nothing. You don't get the big major acts going through
bands
there.
That actually might have label support, though.
They might have some label support. Yeah. They might have, but not all of them. My son's band played there, I can tell you that. And it's, you know, it's not every band that gets in there is a label act. But, you know, and like the bands that a lot of bands play that do have label support, like one of my favorite reggae bands is a band called Groundation. They played there recently. I saw them. And then I saw the Squirrel Nut Zippers there, too. So some fun stuff. I mean, it's a good venue. But I love the small bars, the little small bars. You get to see some really cool stuff. So anyway, let's get back to the music. We're going to play a lot of fun stuff here tonight. I got a lot cooking. We still got 2 more hours after this. We have a lot of time to have some fun here. And I'm having a great time with you guys. So let's hear some more music.
Yeah.
All right, Disney Twins.
Unsuspecting ex-familiar name, and that writes the letter sounds to send far away. Sent from far away.